Hey, thank you for holding. Is this Isaiah?
Yes, it is.
Hey, what's going on, Isaiah? My name is Joey. I'm one of the pricing directors here for Local Splash. How's your Monday going so far?
All right.
Good. All right. Well, it looks like you were speaking with Mark. I know he does a great job kind of going over the program. Looks like he actually sent you over to me so I can go over some pricing here. So let me pull up a couple of his notes. I'll definitely go over some pricing with you right now. But before we do, I just want to double check. I mean, Isaiah, do you have any questions or concerns about the program or like how we actually get you guys on that first page of Google, anything like that?
No, not at the moment.
No? Okay. Got it. Pretty familiar with how like Google marketing works, I'm assuming then?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, cool. Have you ever tried it before? Like you ever work with another company or maybe try to do it yourself, something like that?
Nope.
No. Got it. Okay. Well, what are you currently doing right now for like marketing? Are you doing anything to like market your business? Online, door knocking, referrals?
I can't even think of the name right now, but I got one of the websites.
So you have a website?
No, I don't have a website. I have like one of those websites that the advertise for you. I forget what it's called. I don't know why I can't think of it right now.
Okay. You have a website that advertises for you. I'm looking online right now for your business just to see if you have like a Google business profile or anything like that. We have Yelp that's coming up. I don't know if that's something you do. We got Facebook.
Yelp.
I think that's pretty much it. Okay, Yelp. Okay, got it. Okay, how you liking Yelp so far? Do you pay monthly for them or is it just a free service that they give?
Free service.
Oh, how's that working out for you?
All right. I mean, it gives me work.
Does it? Good. Yep. Yeah. I mean, I see you have one review on there. This package actually includes Yelp, so we actually will do some optimization on your Yelp account for you. But, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, if you're not paying anything through Yelp and you're at least getting, like, a call or two, obviously you can see that online marketing works, right?
Yeah.
Now, there's a difference between having one person call you or two people call you versus, you know, a consistent flow of calls that are coming in. So, like, is that where you're at right now for your business? Like, are you listed as you're able to handle more work? I don't see a Google business profile, so it doesn't even look like you have any presence online, literally besides that Yelp account. So, like, with a program like this, I mean, are you able to handle more work? Are you looking for maybe a little bit more consistency with people, like, brand new clients calling you, looking for some of your appliance repair services?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, honestly, Isaiah, I want to be respectful for your time. I want to go into the pricing here just to make sure that this obviously works. But with us, we're a premier channel partner for Google. We've been partnering with Google for the last 19 years. So what we do as a channel partner is we will create the Google business profile for you, get you approved. But more importantly, what we do is that we make sure that anytime anybody is searching anything appliance repair within Gainesville or within a 20-mile radius, your business is the one that's now going to pop up as one of the top recommended results. So you know like if you look for like a restaurant, you know, you type in restaurant near me, you get like that map and on the left is usually like those three guys that are there. Kind of gives you like recommendations of restaurants.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to be doing for you, except the difference is going to be obviously appliance repair. So if somebody types in appliance repair near me, you know, and they're looking for somebody to do appliance, right then and there, what they do is it's an unlimited call service. So once you have your profile up there, they're going to call you directly. And when they call you, you know, it's unlimited. So you can have 100, 200, 300 people call you that month. Doesn't matter. The pricing is going to stay the same. We don't work with your competitors at all. We are looking for somebody today, and we're actively looking for somebody to fill the position. But once we fill it, you know, we can only work with one company per industry per area. So that means that we're not going to work with your competitors or anyone else that does any type of appliance repair in your area. And it's a month-to-month service. There's no contracts. You can cancel at any time. No penalties for canceling either. You know, everything we do is month-to-month. I'm sure you understand how marketing works. You know, you got to spend money to make money, but if you're not really doing the make money part, probably shouldn't be with that person, right? So we obviously give you that opportunity. And, you know, because it's a month-to-month service, what I can do for you is, and you guys only do 20 miles out of Gainesville, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay. I do more than that. I just don't. I prefer not to.
You prefer not to drive. Well, I mean, with this program, you can go up to 50 miles if you wanted to. So we could start you at 20. And if you wanted to kind of stretch your feet a little bit and go a little further out, you know, we can up just to 30, 40, or, you know, 50 would be the max. But, you know, 20 is obviously fine. We can get you started from there. I mean, but just in your area alone, I don't even know if you heard of these people before, but you got Burton's Appliance Services, Mr. Appliance of Gainesville, Southern Charm Appliance Repair. You heard of any of these guys? Sounds like some of your competitors.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Yeah, like, right. Okay. Yeah, like if I type in appliance repair near me, and obviously in your area, these are your competitors, right? These are the people that are popping up. Normally, with something like that, they're typically paying anywhere between $4.99 to $5.99 a month, just because of how many people that it's actually getting placed in front of. But with us, we are able to help you out pricing-wise. So instead of $4.99, what I'm able to do is actually bring it down to only $2.49 a month. So to be $2.49 month to month, absolutely no contracts, and that comes with your Google listing. That comes with Facebook advertisements, that comes with your Yelp, Bing, and also Apple as well. So what we do is that we actually do it on all five of those directories rather than just one thing. So we actually will do Yelp for you too. I know you said that you've been getting some good results there. But what it does is that it allows it, at least on a month-to-month service, anytime somebody's making that search, obviously you guys pop up, right? I didn't see a website here either. I'm assuming you just don't have a website at all. Have you ever thought about maybe having one?
Yeah, I'm working on that right now.
Okay. All right. Do you have somebody currently doing it? Like, are you just, like, maybe looking for somebody?
I don't know. Why? You guys create websites? What does that cost?
Yep, we do. So we create websites. If you allow us to do it, which is what I recommend, maybe because I'm biased, but we would actually do everything for you then. So what we do is that we'll do your Google listing for you. We'll do your website. And we'll also run Facebook advertisements. I'll jump into that in a second. But if you wanted to add the website, all we charge is a $99 one-time setup fee. That's it. So it's $99. And then after that, it goes right
How
back
much?
Down your $99. That's it. So $99.
Yeah,
$99 gets you a full website. So it gets you as many pages as you want. What we do is that we build it, manage it, maintain it for you. We make all the changes, edits, and updates for you as well. You'll obviously have creative input. So if you ever wanted to log in, if you have an assistant that likes to do it, you want her to log in and make changes to your own website, obviously you can do that. But, if you went the website route, it would be $348 today. That just includes the $99 setup fee for the site. And then obviously your $249 for the marketing. But then after 30 days, after this one payment, after that, it goes right back down to $249. So you're not even paying us on a month-to-month basis to maintain it. But we still maintain the website for you. So we will make sure that that's up and running. And we also run Facebook advertisements too. That's included in the $249. Do you have like a Facebook? I was trying to see. Do you have a Facebook business page at all or something like that?
No. I had an office lady that was going to create all that. I think she just created, I forget what it was yesterday. Hi, for instance, with the website, she just created a thumbtack, but,
Oh, okay, I got it.
So, let's say I decided to cancel the membership or whatever, does that get rid of my website?
So this is what happens, right? So what we do is, I know you said you didn't have Facebook set up yet. We will help you create a Facebook business page, and then what we do is that we manage it and maintain it for you. So we will run Facebook advertisements. So the way that that works is, you know, if somebody is searching for appliance repair in your area, let's say they're looking on Google, they're looking on Yelp, Bing, Apple, whatever, it doesn't matter. If they don't make a decision, well, when they go back to their Facebook, because they either talked about it or searched it, we show them live advertisements, okay? So those are the three things we'll do for you. Let's say 6 months down the road, you decide to cancel. I want nothing to do with this. You know, I'm going to another company. I'm going to do it myself. You keep everything. So your Google business profile that we created, all the reviews that you ran, all the advertisements that we've done, all the updates that we did and the photos, that's all yours. You keep it. Same thing for your Facebook page. That's all yours. When it comes to your website, you have two options. Option number one is you can have us continue to run your website. Let's say it's a professional site. I mean, when you see it, it's actually really good. If you decide to keep it, It's $50 a month. So we'll run your Facebook for you. We do your marketing for Facebook for you as well. We make all the changes, edits, and updates for you. So we'll still manage your full website account for you. So your website will be updated. That's $50 a month. Let's say you want it to do nothing with us. Let's say you're like, no, I even want to get rid of my website. No big deal. What we do is that you'll be allowed to take your domain name, and you'll also be allowed to then go to another company, maybe like, you know, Network Solutions or Web.com or GoDaddy, you know, and have them maybe rebuild the website for you. So we'll leave it up and running so you can see how the website looks, and they can kind of mix and match and kind of build it the way that you want it, you know, somewhere else. So you would have the option to then kind of move to a different company if that's what you decided.
But basically, I would basically have to have it rebuilt. So basically, you guys own the website.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So in order for us to make sure that it's Google compliant, because whenever you build a website, a lot of times whenever you go to somebody to build a site for you, all they do is just build the website for you. They do not build it in a way that Google actually indexes the website properly, so it's searchable. They just build it for you. And then once you're done building it, then you have to have somebody actually do the marketing for you. So with us, it's our website, and the reason is because we do all of it for you. We do the marketing for you as well. We build it so that it's Google compliant, and we have it in a way so that whenever we do connect it to your Google business profile, it's already ranking directly on the first page of Google, so people are able to index it properly. So everything is ours. But, yes, you will have options. We can actually even walk you through that. We actually have, like, an outboarding where we're not saying that, you know, obviously, if you want to cancel, we're not going to, you know, we're not going to force you, right? If you got to go, you're going to go. But we're not a company that's just going to rip everything from you and completely cancel it and say, sorry, you're on your own. We'll at least make sure that you have everything that you need in order to move to a different company, if that's what you decide to do. And that's exactly why we keep this month-to-month, Isaiah. You know, we don't ask for any long-term contracts. We don't have to lock anybody into any long-term contracts. Just like how you're trusting in us every month to make sure we're delivering, well, we got to make sure we are delivering. Because if it's month-to-month and you decide to leave, well, you know, we can't stop you. So.
Okay. So it's basically $100 up front, so $350.
Yeah, it'd be $348 today. That's it. And then next month, it goes right back down to $249 a month. It stays $249 a month, discounted for the remainder of your career. So as long as you're still with us, let's say you're with us for 10 years, it's $249 a month. So it's never going to change on you.
Okay. Alright, here's what I want to do, because I'm not going to make the decision right now. I actually got to make a phone call, because I'm on the way to a call right now.
Okay.
If you want to call me back tomorrow, I am pretty interested in it. I'm willing to, okay, you know, give it a shot.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. I mean, honestly, I hope you get it, Isaiah. As a premier partner, we can't hold any positions, obviously. You know, it's basically it's first come, first serve. We're actively looking to fill it today. Yeah, so, and I know you know that,
okay,
too, you know, obviously. It's just, you know, I do have to, Google lets us know that we do have to let you guys know, because a lot of times they're like, oh, call me back next week, and it's like, you know, if the position's filled. I think the last time that this spot was open, I'm looking at the previous account, the guy was with us for 1 year and 3 months. So on average, it's about 1.5 years clients are with us. So we end up filling it today. You know, let's say tomorrow comes, you know, I can shoot you a text or an email, let you know that it's been, you know, it's been filled. We don't get rid of you. You know, obviously we'll contact you, you know, whenever the spot opens back up again. But, you know, in order for us to maintain and say, hey, we'll get you on the first page of Google, that's why we can only work with one company per industry, per area. So, you know, let's say you decided to go with it. You know what I mean? Exactly. Yeah. It's basically locked in, but I mean, what would be like what might be stopping you from doing this today? Like, what are you thinking?
Well, for one, I got to make this phone call, so,
mm-hmm.
I got to think about whether or not I want to invest that money into it right now. But the other question is, are you guys already advertising for an AC company?
That's my point. So we actually have hundreds of appliance repair companies that we work with throughout the country. The problem is that we don't have anyone in your area right now. That's why we're actively looking to call
okay.
and fill it.
What about AC companies in the area?
AC is in what? Like repair, installation?
HVAC repair and installation? Is that you guys got the two separate?
I can check, but I think it's called like a vertical. I think it's all placed under the same vertical, where when you're listed under appliance repair, you can also be listed under like a handyman service, which can also be listed under like HVAC.
Yeah.
Why? What do you do like more of? Do you do more appliance repair? Do you do more HVAC?
I probably do more AC work than appliance repair, but
okay.
Like my question is, do you guys already do an AC company? Because you said it's only, you know, you only deal with one company.
Yep. Yeah, I'm gonna double check for you. Let's look at some numbers. So you do I'm assuming you said AC repair?
Yeah.
Okay.
And installation.
Repair and installation. Let's look at the numbers here. So I just reached out to our team to see if we have that spot available, but I can pull up at least numbers for you because, look, you know, when it comes to marketing online, the cool thing about it is there's no guesswork. It's all about numbers, right? If there's two people searching for AC repair in your area, yeah, it's probably not going to be worth it to spend $249 because we're going to reach two people a month. Statistically, it doesn't make sense. But if there's 1,000, 2,000, or 3,000, then that's pretty much game changer. So when I'm looking at AC repair, or if we're looking at installation within a 20-mile radius of Gainesville, you're looking at the last 30 days, there was 1,964 searches that was done in 30 days just looking for AC repair installation. So that's actually pretty good. Appliance repair shows in the last 30 days in your area within a 20 to 25 mile radius looks like about 1,300 to 1,400 on average that's being searched. So you do have a little bit of more people searching for the AC repair or installation, like under the HVAC services, than you do for appliance repair. But here's the thing with us, Isaiah, is we can actually select 15 different jobs to get found for on the first page of Google, right? So, like, let's say you wanted to do primarily more AC and installation or repair. We can do that as, like, your primary. But then everything else, we can also still do appliance repairs or, you know, refrigerator repairs, dishwasher repairs. You can choose 15 of them. So you would just let us know what type of jobs you want, and that's what you'll end up popping up for. So my team just got back to me. They said they're not. They said that right now, if we're looking directly in your area and we cover a 50-mile radius of where Gainesville is, there's a couple of them that we're working with in Florida, obviously, but in that area specifically, we are not. So if you ended up wanting to use those keywords, we most definitely can.
Okay. Well, let's set up a time to call me back tomorrow. Like I said, I gotta make this phone call for this customer I'm going to. I don't want to get to their house and maybe surprised that I'm there. But yeah, no, I'm definitely interested. Just shoot me a call tomorrow around, I guess, the same time.
Okay. Yeah, I'll shoot you a call tomorrow to see if we could. Like I said, I'll shoot you a text message, let you know if the position's been filled. If it's filled, then obviously, you know, we'll give you a heads up. We'll give you a heads up as well. But you want me to try to call you around tomorrow, 11:30?
Yep.
Okay. All right. I'll put you in there.
I'm a firm believer. I'm a firm believer. What's for me is for me. What's not is not. So, tomorrow comes around and, you know, it's gone and it is what it is.
Yeah, you know, that's a good way to think of it. That's how we think too. You know, when it comes to Google marketing, we don't really have to sell this stuff. I mean, it's the number one search engine on the planet. You know, it's where 87% of all business goes. I mean, people make so much money off of being on the front page of Google. You know, it's kind of, you know, a no-brainer when it comes to a business, especially when it comes to marketing. Cause I heard you say that you do like Thumbtack and, you know, you're doing Yelp and you're doing some other things. I mean, you got to think about the clients. You know, the type of clients you're getting if you're going to those third-party sites, they're not going to be the clients that are spending, you know, hundreds or thousands of dollars whenever it comes to, like, repairs. But the people that are actually looking for the real big repairs, they're going on the number one search engine because they know that they can trust it, right? So, like, that's why most people always want to stick to Google rather than going anywhere else. And that's the only thing that they do. And then, obviously, having a website and Facebook advertisements, I mean, that's just a cherry on top. So, we'll give you a call tomorrow, probably around this time, and then we'll take it from there. Do you have any other questions or concerns for me before we move on?
Nope, that's it.
Cool. All right, if you change your mind, give us a call. If not, we'll speak to you tomorrow, Zay. Have a good one, okay?
All right.